Shane May was a law student at Loyola University in Louisiana. He suddenly found himself fleeing when Hurricane Katrina hit.
We lost everything in New Orleans. We lost our house. My wife lost her job. I lost both of my jobs. And my wife's brother has been living up here for about 8 years now. They offered us a place to live, and there was a law school here, and they opened their doors to me. So I tried to salvage some of the semester, and that's why I'm up here.
But he's not staying. May plans on leaving UW-Madison. He and 63 others were given free UW tuition after the hurricane forced them from the school where they originally enrolled. Most of the students displaced from schools like Loyola, Tulane, Xavier, and Dillard are also returning south. But a dozen who came to Madison are staying for the spring semester. UW Registrar Joanne Berg says the Board of Regents made them go through the admission process and required that if the transplanted students wanted this semester's course credits, they would have to pay for them, along with the upcoming session.
Well, we really didn't want them to stay, not because we didn't like them, but more importantly, we wanted them to go back to their home institution.
Schools generally don't like to poach students from one another, and Berg says that Southern colleges need students to help them rebuild an economy hurt by the hurricane. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.